Yo, what's up, people? Welcome back to the 1808 for Life podcast. Today I'm chilling out with my co-host.
You're always chilling with me, man, when you do this shit. You can do it alone. Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm the co-host and I go by the name Ulava Nelo Martinez, the only one, man.
Yo, I go by the name Joshua Hedgetown, and today it's going to be something different from the usual. So today we'll be tackling a couple of topics that we have over here. It's an Africa based, but it's also going to, let's do it worldwide. So today, just feel open, drop your questions below, go subscribe to our channels, and don't forget to follow us on TikTok. That's 1808 for life underscore podcast. There you can follow us on Amazon, Spotify podcast at 1808 for life podcast.
Just all the digital platforms, just available if you. Yeah, and you can also stream our music
on the same platform.
Yeah.
So today, talking about topics, we have had a lot of discussions about music, everything, introducing ourselves to the to our audience out there.
And we did that the previous episode. Yeah, we did it last week. The previous episode, know your host. And we all just did introduce ourselves. So, guys, if you haven't just watched this, listen to it yet, you can go right there, listen to it. And remember to drop your comments. We want to know what you think.
Yeah. At the end of this episode, we are going to leave some questions below for you to vote. It will go for almost like a week or so before the coming week comes by. So, it will be from today on Wednesday till next Wednesday. You leave your votes there. So, let's get back to everything and don't forget. It's just a great day with everything. So
yeah, I can see the sunlight out the sky.
And don't forget to share with your friends and refer them to our podcast.
Yeah, refer them, man.
Refer them. So, today, we are discussing a couple of topics. So, the first topic is African music. African music culture has grown as unexpected. How is your take on that?
You know, yeah, it has really grown as unexpected. You know, like, everyone was just like, the music from the West Side, from Europe, is just the best. Like, you know, like, Africans won't get to that point where, like, their music is there. We have, like, A-list artists. Like, our artists are doing better. Nobody could just say, like, African artists are doing better jobs than the Europe artists,
and because West.
West Side artists and all of that, but no, tables do turn sometimes. Yeah, you know, we see Africans are turning the tables right now. We can see Burna Boy at the top. Hey, just man. African people are just doing like some big stuff.
I'm gonna be honest on something. As African music was evolving, people only thought that let's say Davido, Burna Boy, Diamond, and Casper Nyovest, and the West, if they were to retire, then African music was not going to be in any place. But what the fuck? Time flipping the tables. Like, let's talk, for example. I think when Jerusalema came, the Master KG.
I'm a piano star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the song opened a big wave in every way.
Yeah, it brought a wave, like, actually, like, I think the Amapiano started to grow. Everyone, like, started to, like,
appreciate.
They wanted to know more about where this music came from. And then that wanted to know more, they discovered
like, that Africa has got a lot of talent.
They discovered, you know, just Jerusalem, but, hey, South Africans got some moves, too. Hey, damn.
So
not
like,
just vocals, they have everything.
They have everything.
Yeah, it's a package.
I do remember, like, the song Jerusalem was a worldwide challenge. Like, it was something massive. It was both, like, everyone would hype it. Either you're Muslim, either you're, like, from any religious state, if you're white, black, nothing.
The colors never matter.
Yeah, that's all about the podcast.
And the good thing about it is that the South Africans just use their language.
Yeah.
They didn't just, like, use English, you know, because, like, everyone who is doing music right now, they try to use this language and all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's a global language, I feel.
But everyone just, like, did it. They just did it in their own language and everybody liked it, you know.
So, I think the culture is growing very fast. First, right now we have Amapiano, we have Bongo.
We've always been having Afro, of course.
No, like right now it's quite different. It has evolved from. You remember Azonto, the song? Which like one? Azonto. I don't think even you got the song. It was a song by these. Now watch me do as I don't remember the artist's name right now, but it was Azonto, and there's another song for Wizkid. I think it is
Ojulegba.
No, not Ojulegba. Before Ojulegba, there were songs that they were being sung. I think it's the period of 2012-11. There were the main songs by people like Akon. And there's this one that I can't remember the artist.
Was Akon even doing African?
Was
he doing Afro? I thought he was doing like R&B. Like
he was doing that. Some. He was not like into them that much, but he was doing them. Then there were several artists. I think people literally slept when they thought that once people have moved out, like Akon went back to the States, and like people like Davido first, even before the time Davido was almost coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there were artists who were doing it really well, but
P Square
when they released the most, I think the best album in that time. I think after them and when they departed from Peter went his way and Paul went his way, I think they thought that African has died. But remember, God is with us. So right now, I think African music has gone way far beyond what people expected. Like
beyond
Rema,
expectations, but
Rema has done something.
Wow. We have a lot of them. We can't even mention them.
We can't even
like
mention
in every year, like we have like
a new artist,
like over 20 new artists, man,
from all over Africa.
Not even yearly, man. Let's talk about monthly. Hey,
monthly.
They have a lot of people. Yeah. They have a lot of talent right there,
man. I feel like
after these artists, they just come another one with bangers. You're like, what?
And I've really seen a positive impact. Like people right now are really appreciating African music. Personally, myself, I'm appreciating African music from the East, West, North. But I won't lie, I've never heard songs from the North that much.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but from the South, the Central.
But that day will come.
Yeah, right? that day will come. Yeah, we need to hear your music.
We will.
Yeah.
We actually think we will.
So I think, what's your take on that?
Yeah,
on
your own. You tell us your take, remember to comment.
The question, the topic was, African music culture has grown as unexpected. So leave your comments below and we shall look at them. So coming to the next question, how is outside world responding to our music?
The outside world responding to our music. As Africans or what?
Yeah.
As Africans, I guess like they just vibe with us because, you know, the language doesn't matter at this point. They just, the vibes and the moves, like they just want to listen to it.
Mumble.
Even if they can, they don't understand it. They just want to, it just makes them move. They're just in love with Africa.
I think the outside world right now, they are really, like, they really need, like, they are feeling comfortable being inside our culture, you know.
Yeah.
Like being inside the African culture. I remember a show that Burna Boy did. I don't think it's Austria or
No, I think he did a show in UK, London.
Yeah, there was a dude who was crying like massively. I was like, the dude was singing Burna Boy's and he was singing in the there's this language. I can't remember this English show. Nigeria,
Nigerians like their lingo, man.
Yeah,
the English,
they have these.
It's so their own version.
Yeah, the dude was crying when I was like, wow. Even I've never seen like a dude is singing and then he's crying until Burna Boy like called him up and, man, come, let's vibe. But I think now the main thing on my own view is that getting a lot of exposure is really well because I've seen right now, like, let's talk from Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Otile Brown last year. Go for, I think it's
California.
He was in the States for a tour.
Yeah.
Then we came to Major, Australia. Now we had OG who went to Australia, came back, went to
and
Nigeria.
He killed it.
Recently,
OG
we have
did
seen
stuff. We saw that.
We saw Mr. Seed going to Ghana, Senegal.
I didn't see that.
I think it's a week or so. He was in Senegal. Then now we're seeing Sauti Sol is going to Germany. They've
always been big.
Yeah, Sauti Sol and Otile Brown and Lexil. They're going to Germany.
Is Lexil Kenyan?
Yeah, he's Kenyan from the coast, man.
Wow.
The accent is quite different, man.
I didn't know.
I like it, man. So I think right now the promoters really are, some promoters are changing. We can't say all, but some promoters are changing.
Yes.
The that's what we really needed. Apart from anything else, I think, man, people are responding to our vibe, man.
Yeah, and we want to thank each and everyone out there who likes African music. Thank you. We also like your music.
Man, I really appreciate everyone who listens and supports African music, because even recently I've seen like top artists vibing to, you know, I don't think it was controversy or something when Drake did with Wizkid the what was the song,
Come Closer. Come,
I think it was, it was criticized. Yeah,
you was criticized.
I don't think, but let me not talk about it if you didn't hear about it.
Yeah, I
won't talk about it, but man, Drake you did something great.
He's also doing something. He's still, but you saw that, you know, that project he did with Tems. He did a project with Tems and Future.
I'm not, man.
And also, like, Tems wrote the song that Rihanna has done, the recent song of Rihanna, Lift Me Up.
The
Wakanda song.
Yeah, the Wakanda song.
Yeah, I'm, you really see, good. Like, Africans, like, it's our time, man. It's time for
Africa. It's our prime time.
It's in our prime. Fully representing.
I don't think
Drake needs to do something.
Gang it.
Fuck it, man. Drake, don't try that. I'm the biggest fan of you.
Bongo. You will lose me
after you do a bongo stuff. But you can do whatever you want, man. That's all up to you. But Drake needs to, like, maybe sign one of an African artist, because, like, yeah, we're doing that stuff that you like, man. No lie, that's the reason you called Tems to the studio, because you like what she can put on the table. So you need, like, to sign one of our artists and let them appear in the video. Like, both of you should appear in the video. Like, show us some respect, nigga. Man, he should.
So much, man. Cool down.
Yeah, he should show us some respect.
Yeah, I think, talking about music and stuff, we just appreciate everyone's music. But for us, like, we feel it's not about being biased or anything. But I feel if you feel something good, talk about it. Also, if you see something bad, talk about it. We are not always about only the good. We talk about even our own. So right now, I feel like we're really going on the best. We are going on the electric train. You know, using the old ones.
Bang.
Stop. So, question number three is you is reading.
Okay, let me read the question. How are we feeling about how people are responding to our music? Okay, so I'ma say my point first. So what I really feel good, like, the way these people are responding to our music. You know, it's breaking barriers. Like, we don't have those barriers. Like, oh, you are African, so you know, it's just breaking barriers. Everyone is vibing. Have you ever been into a club, like, where you find this white dude is just dancing? A Muslim is just, they don't even care about the tribe. They don't even care. They care about nothing. They just want a vibe. And that is the impact that, like, the way just people responding to is just nothing but positive way.
Yeah. I think anyone who has the nose here to say that, to have the, what is it called? Like, if you still have the mindset of, this is an African, I don't know what. Man, you lost, man. We're really moving in a different way, man. We are way past that. Like, I can't listen to African music. I don't know anyone. Man, even right now, if you are always, like, if you have an algorithm in your YouTube channel, and you'll find these tests where Africans are really pushing everything, our content creators, like, you'll find a content creator out there on YouTube coming by the streets of New York, London, then he's like, which African artist do you know? Then you hear, I know Burna Boy. Which song do you know? I know this song. Yeah, like, in the States, I know Ira Stars. In other places, I feel that the content creators are really doing good, and that's the response and the best feeling that we really need on this African states. Right now, I can say, like, people are really taking music seriously.
Yeah, that's something seriously. You should take seriously.
And it's paying, it can pay bills. But if you have the right team, man, I always say that, if you have the right team, man, there's no way you're going to be investing in something that never gives out something. So,
yeah.
Right now, I just feel like our own feeling of our own response is really positive in every, like right now, TikTok, people are doing challenges. And I think our music is more of fun, emotion, and creating awareness. Yeah. A lot of music. Like right now, TikTok, if you are an underground artist, either any genre, then you give it a challenge. Man, it's gonna blow up. No cap, it's gonna blow up.
It's gonna blow up.
People gonna be like, ah, this dude who is singing, who never fucked up once in there?
Yeah, what was his name? Kwaku the Traveler is from Ghana.
The man got his fame from TikTok. I do remember that.
And now he's doing like collabo with UK artists.
Man, just feel the vibe. Like the West and the North artists are really feeling it.
Coming together. Yeah, coming together. Building bridges, you know. Like we're just living together as humans.
Living in the 2060s, man.
Man.
Now, we're going to the next question. That's number 4. Is you who's reading.
People realizing that African music should be invested on late. Yeah. They've just realized late. Oh, shit. It's pretty late, but anyways, it's still good that they have come to their senses, you feel? Like, even though it's late, it's still making an impact, and it is like, it has a positive impact. So
better, and they say, better late than never, man. Remember that quote. Yeah, like it's late, but I don't think it's late. I think like people coming to realize, like, you know, only a few people took music seriously when they had the chance. But right now, everyone who is coming out is like, man, I'm taking this shit way seriously than never, because right now people are really investing a lot of money and time. I can say, for instance, from our own country, I've seen Octopizzo investing in his music, although he does not do it on a regular as we hoped to. I've seen Calligraph Jones. I've seen these drillers, that's Brooklyn Boys. Like, they're investing in their music. They're investing in merchandise. They're investing in their own label. And also looking at the other side, I've seen Nikita Kering doing some good stuff. But I really miss Beitima. She should drop some music very soon.
Damn, man. She's really left.
I've seen these Silverstone Bars. She has really done something great.
Yeah, and she deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah,
stop sleeping on her music.
Man. You know. I feel like it's investing time. Eating is later on.
Man.
So if right now you don't have the time to invest on your music, then I just say, man, don't bring just bad vibes to the music industry when you have good vibes each and everywhere. Like, I'm looking at people saying that, man, right now, if I get this certain money, I'll do this and this and that. But the moment the nigga gets the cash, every idea he had or she had goes off. And please, guys, don't fuck up. Don't be a father so early, man. Don't be a father so early. This economy, the way niggas are talking about the economy. Don't be a father so early. Don't do nothing that's not of profit in your life. So
just stay scheming, stay focused. Know what you're going to do. Calculate your moves before you make any moves, man. Just, man up. Mature, you feel?
Yeah, man, don't be a father. I'm repeating it. Don't be a father right now. This economy is not favoring
you. You know, you shouldn't bring a child to this world so that he or she can suffer, man. Don't do that.
This life is not easy, man.
Yeah.
You need to man, even I don't want to speak on my own lingual, man. Let me just share, because when I speak in my own lingual, everything will just be like, what? The man is like
hating, man.
The man, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's review the questions. Like, what you give us each your final answer to these questions. We are going to repeat them clearly so the audience can listen to. So, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
What's your take on our culture? Where do you see our culture in the next few years?
Our culture?
Yeah, African music culture.
African music culture in the next few years.
20 seconds.
I just see it on the top.
On the top?
Yeah, on the top.
I just see it being a global impact in everything on my own. So, for like right now, people are really responding positively on our own music. What about in the next few years?
Positively still. you know, it will never change. It's gonna be positive and positive and positive and positive, because that is all we all about.
I feel like let me not talk about don't misjudge my. I feel like all the whites will be black by then. Will be Africans, not black. Sorry for saying that. They will be Africans. Like, Oga, what did they say? Kujapa, like the mixed. Yeah, you know.
Oh, by the way, it can also lead to like the invention of new languages.
Yeah. Like, I feel, man, we're really looking up to something new. So
I feel like I need to do linguistics.
How do you? How is your feeling on responding to our music?
Positive, man. That will never change, man.
You're just saying everything positive, like in, positive you're vibes, doing some man. Physics or chemistry.
You see, like I feel. No, I just feel good, like the way they respond to it. They finally giving us the attention, you know. Yeah, when they give you the attention, you know that you're doing something good.
I'm always saying, like, if music was a son, I would be the proud father, man. Man, I would be a proud father.
You're stealing my bars.
No, yeah, music, no.
These are my bars. And, this nigga stealing bars.
No, me. Like, let's. The last question is. People, like right now, we are artists both.
Uh-huh.
What's your take on investing in your music right now? Will you do it, or will you just say, like, I have another career that I opt to do rather than investing much in my music?
Music is passion. It's like, I didn't choose music. It chose me. I myself, I am music. Like, when I started this shit, I knew what I was doing. I start to finish. That runs in the family. We start to finish. So, man, investing in my music, it's mandatory. It's a must when the devil drives. I don't know if you get it, man. I'm trying to emphasize it so y'all can get it, what I'm trying to say. Like, it's something I should do. Without doing it, then I have no life. Because this is my life.
Yeah, I'll just leave you something. I'll say, you'll never know it bites hard until it's hungry. So, if you don't invest in your music right now, and just do the bullshit and stuff, later on, it's when you're gonna know how impactful it would have been if you had invested in it.
So, yeah. When you see your friends who is invested elevating while you're not elevating,
just ask yourself.
It's gonna hurt. Trust me.
Don't say he's using jujus or uchawi, man. Or
Illuminati stuff. No. Yeah. And he's giving Illuminati some powers that they don't have.
Man, God is doing this great shit, and you're just like, I'm a linga Illuminati.
Man.
So you wonder, like, what the fuck? The progress, bro. But that's my quote, like. You'll never know it bites hard until it becomes angry. So just meditate on that quote. So that has been your episode 18 Way for Life podcast. I hope that you'll vote on the questions below. And don't forget, each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. This is your favorite podcasters. That's
the one and only Mulavo Nelo Martinez, straight out of Molem, the real problem, the real nigga, the coolest from out of here.
I think Vanilla Creamery should come and arrest him. You're using their name, Vanilla?
No. Vanilla. Those are my names, my ID names.
Vanilla should come after this.
It's Vanilla, not Vanilla, nigga. You're tripping, man.
So, I've been your host, Joshua H. And don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. Go and follow us on TikTok. And follow us on our own pages at _mula.m and Joshua H Town. Don't forget. So, any last words?
Please don't forget to comment. That is crucial. We need that. You feel? Yeah, next time, whoever is listening, don't forget to comment. We need that. We want to know your feelings, what you're feeling. Share it with your friends. This is your favorite show. We're all about good vibes and all of that.
There's a question. Wait, who was your Valentine's first? I think this, it's when I'm remembering everything right now.
I'm single. I got no girlfriend, you feel? Unfortunately.
If you ask me, man.
Yeah, I'm searching. I'm searching, man.
I'm just married to the game. I'm just married to the game, so I didn't have a Valentine.
Married to the game. Nigga, you're stealing my bars.
So, like, that's the whole point, but. Director, who was your Valentine's? Oh, you still have that phrase. Yesu ni buwana. Peace.
Jesus is Lord.
So, see you next Wednesday. Don't forget. to followers on Spotify, Amazon, and see you. God bless. Peace.
Bye-bye.